Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up, while AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, June 2nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Green car news breaks. Mullen Automotive Inc. Nolan increases ownership of Bollinger Motors to 95%, resolves receivership. Mullen Automotive Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol MULN, has increased its ownership of Bollinger Motors to 95% by acquiring an additional 21% stake, boosting shareholder equity by around $3.5 million. This move comes after Mullen resolved outstanding claims and debt that had put Bollinger under receivership, a case now dismissed with prejudice. Bollinger will operate independently under Mullen's ownership, with full support for its commercial EV lineup, including the all-electric B4 chassis cab. Mullen plans to use synergies to speed up the B4's development and drive growth in the commercial EV sector. Nicola Mining Inc., OTCQBIF, strategically positioned in British Columbia's critical minerals boom. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol M and on the OTCQB under the symbol HUSF, is strategically positioned in British Columbia's critical minerals boom. With a projected $3.5 trillion energy transition driving exceptional mining investment opportunities, Nicola stands out with its portfolio of assets and strategic locations. As BC's only third-party ore mill, Nicola operates on a capital-efficient revenue model that generates immediate cash flow and minimizes share dilution. With global demand for copper, gold, and silver on the rise amid the clean energy transition, Nicola Mining has established a unique dual revenue model in Canada's mineral-rich British Columbia, offering investors exposure to both immediate cash flow and significant long-term upside. This emerging player in the critical minerals market deserves attention.
Rock breaks Nicola Mining Inc. MUM FSE, OTCQB, OTCEO Spotlights, Permlits, Mill Restart, and Multi-Metal Growth on Stocks to Watch. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV, FSE, and OTCQB, is gearing up to restart its fully permitted mill in June 2025, ensuring 8 years of continuous production. CEO Peter Espig highlighted the company's 6 active permits, including for gold, silver, copper, quarrying, and milling. Nicola Mining holds a unique status as Canada's sole designated mining industrial site, granting province-wide processing rights for gold and silver. The company also owns the new Craigmont project, a high-grade copper property, and the Treasure Mountain property, which includes 30 mineral claims. For more information, visit the company's website at nicolamining.com.
Mining news breaks. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. UCU secures definitive $18.4 million DOD award to build first commercial rapid SX system. Ucor Rare Metals has secured an $18.4 million award from the U.S. Department of Defense to build its first commercial-scale rapid SX rare earth separation system in Louisiana. The total funding under Ucor's OT agreement now stands at $22.4 million. The system will be capable of processing rare earth oxides starting in the second half of 2026. A groundbreaking ceremony was recently held with local, state, and federal leaders present. The facility's location in a foreign trade zone offers logistical and tax advantages. Ucor is also receiving support from Canadian federal and provincial programs to establish a domestic supply chain for critical minerals. The company aims to disrupt China's control of the North American REE supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects. Investor news breaks. Uranium Energy Corp., YS American, UEC, ramps up U.S. production as nuclear demand surges. Uranium Energy Corp., American UEC, has filed its Form 10-Q for the quarter ended April 30, 2025, showcasing operational progress amid the U.S. nuclear capacity surge. CEO Amir Adnani highlighted ISR production in Wyoming, ongoing work at the Burke Hollow project in Texas, and pre-feasibility prep at Canada's Rough Rider project. The quarter saw startup of Header House 10-7 at Christensen Ranch, expansion drilling, and infrastructure upgrades. In Texas, 101 new holes were drilled at Burke Hollow, with progress on equipment installation and trunkline integration. In Wyoming, UEC is aiming for a scalable ISR platform. Metallurgical work and pre-feasibility planning are ongoing at the Rough Rider project in Saskatchewan. For more information, visit uraniumenergy.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.